This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The White House is calling it breaking news. Four doctors from the Detroit hospital system have filed a request with the FDA for emergency use of hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine is that controversial drug touted by President Trump without evidence over a period of weeks that it could be useful in combating coronavirus symptoms. The drug itself had already been rejected by the Food and Drug Administration. White House Special Assistant to the President, Peter Navarro, just a little while ago, speaking with reporters.
Important point. I don't want to be critical of the FDA, but I do want to point out that their decision was based on two types of studies. One set of studies that were poorly designed and basically doomed to failure. Another set of studies where if you look carefully at the data, it's very clear these were late treatment studies.
Hydroxychloroquine is also the drug that the president claimed to have been taking himself over a period of a couple of weeks during the month of June. The U.S. government has awarded a $1.6 billion contract to Novavax Incorporated to develop a coronavirus vaccine. The award to the Maryland-based company is the largest to date from the government's Operation Warp Speed initiative to fast-track the development of vaccines and other treatments for COVID-19. Chief Executive Stanley Erck said the company aims to begin delivering 100 million doses of a vaccine in the fourth quarter of this year, an endeavor, he said, that may be completed by January or February of next year. Within a 24-hour period, at least 4,000 people have died globally from the COVID-19 virus, 1,000 of those in the U.S., bringing the total to date 130,000 in the U.S. This is VOA News.